by now, everybody has heard the news that Donald Trump has been found guilty on 34 counts.
A historic day in America. A former president of the United States, now a convicted felon. Good evening. I'm Nora O'Donnell, and thank you for being with us on this important night. Donald Trump seized as he left the Manhattan courtroom today as a convicted criminal. And then here he is arriving back at Trump Tower, waving at crowds. Today, a jury of 12 New Yorkers found him guilty 34 times over of creating false business records, including these checks with his signature tied to hush money payments made to adult film star Stormy Daniels. The jurors unanimously agreed with the prosecution that these payments were part of a scheme to conceal crimes that hid damaging information from the voting public during the 2016 presidential election.
He is now officially a felon. What in the world does this mean?
Trump is officially a convicted felon. Here are the three things he will not be able to do from now. Number three, vote. As a convicted felon, Donald Trump will lose his right to vote in certain states. For instance, in Florida, felons lose their voting rights until they complete their sentences, including parole or probation, and pay any fines. However, states like Vermont and Maine allow felons to vote even while incarcerated, showing significant variation across the country. Number two, can't travel abroad. Convicted felons often face significant travel restrictions. For example, they may be denied entry to countries like Canada, which has strict border control policies for individuals with criminal records. This can severely limit Trump's ability to travel internationally for personal or business reasons, a restriction that affects millions of Americans with felony convictions. But can he still run for president? Yes, can still legally run for president. The U.S. Constitution does not prohibit convicted felons from running for or holding the office of the president.
All I can think about is we cannot do another 4 years with Joe Biden. Everything is falling apart. Just like we told you this was going to happen when Joe Biden got in his chair. Lord have mercy. The job market is terrible. People can barely afford to pay rent. Some people can't afford food. It's just a freaking nightmare. And now the only other person that I know of who probably could have beat him has now been found guilty.
That's a bunch of hooey. I'm going to vote for Trump either way.
Do you think it's fair that he's been found guilty?
I do. I think it's the rule of law, absolutely.
I think it was rigged, the whole thing. They didn't really have a crime for him. They just wanted him out.
Well, I believe Biden and his people or whoever must have made sure that this would happen before the election. I'm sad about the state of the court system. Makes me angry.
I think it's politically motivated. I think he's probably guilty of having done that, but I don't think it was something that was necessarily indictable offense. I think they're stretching the law.
I think he should go to jail. Anybody else would be behind bars. Cohen was behind bars. Martha Stewart, for doing something, kind of similar, was behind bars. And why is he special?
If I'd done it, I would be in jail, so. If he's done the crime, do the time.
So you know what the funny thing is? I remember telling my daughter, I said, what they're going to do, they're going to basically have all the other candidates drop out on the Republican ticket. They're going to leave everybody with nobody but Donald Trump. Then a few months before the election, they're going to find him guilty on some charges. And next thing you know, Biden's back in the seat. Now, I want you guys to think consciously about this. What are we going to do with four more years? Look what has happened in less than 4 years dealing with this man. We went from having a robust economy where people could literally just demand whatever salary they wanted. They could work from home, just plenty of money flowing, plenty of money for everybody. Now everybody living in lack, everybody living in want.
Is anyone else sick and tired of this job market that we're currently in? You go on LinkedIn or you go on Indeed or wherever you go to look for jobs, and all you see is a list of thousands of jobs that are urgently hiring. And then you apply and it takes weeks to hear back, only for them to say no. I mean, you go through weeks of application, of interviews, of Zoom interviews, of all of these different hoops that you have to jump through. And then at the end, they're like, oh yeah, we don't have this position available anymore, by the way. Not to mention that you have the most basic entry-level jobs that are requiring a master's degree, that are requiring 10 years of work experience, that are requiring 5 years of community service hours. If a company puts that they are urgently looking for an entry-level accountant, and I just graduated college with my accounting degree, shouldn't I be eligible for that position? Well, apparently not. Apparently I'm actually so ineligible that I can't even get a damn callback for an entry-level accounting position that I am more than qualified for.
Can you imagine 4 more years of this with these insane things that this man is doing? This is going to be catastrophic. And I was also thinking about, too, how in 2024, so much stuff is being revealed, even within my own personal life. And I know that the listeners are probably like, what is going on? This thing is like a roller coaster ride to the end.
This was a rigged, disgraceful trial. The real verdict is going to be November 5th by the people. And they know what happened here, and everybody knows what happened here. We didn't do a thing wrong. I'm a very innocent man, and I think it's just a disgrace. And we'll keep fighting. We'll fight till the end, and we'll win.
You got the whole mess going on with Assar and everything in my own personal life. And I remember he used to love Donald Trump.
Yeah, Donald Trump, I liked him ever since Apprentice because he's a businessman.
Oh, he loved Trump. That's all he taught him. That's my boy. That's my man. At first, I really didn't even like Donald Trump because I knew that he was very sexist. He was misogynistic. He was all about money. He was greedy. And now all this stuff is coming out.
Anybody else notice that when a poor person is found guilty of a crime, especially a felony, the judge says, bailiff, take them into custody. And they walk over and throw the poor person in handcuffs. But man, if it's a rich person who gets found guilty of a crime, they get to go home and like get their assets in order before, and then their sentencing is set for like 2 months down the road. Man, if it was you or me or a regular person, right after the jury says guilty, they say, bailiff, put him into custody. They come throw handcuffs on you and take your ass to jail, and you go to jail until sentencing. How come Donald Trump gets to go home until fucking July?
And it's funny because Trump got to be sentenced in July, and I got to go back to court with Assar in July.
Oh my God!
And on that note, you know what time it is. It's time for a spirit break. So I guess his little idol that he loved, he's pretty much walking in along his path. And that's what happens. You got to be careful, man. When you're idolizing these people and you want to be like this person. Oh, he got the money. He got the women. He got this. He got that. Next thing you know, your life is derailed just like his life has been derailed. But back to the election. What are we going to do? And I was talking to my daughter about it. And she said, well, mommy, there is another candidate. There's somebody that all the young people are saying they're going to vote for.
Let me tell you why so many of us young people have turned away from politics. It's because we lost hope that change would ever come from inside the system. After all, which party wins with promises of hope and change or to drain the swamp? Things proceed as usual, declining bit by bit each passing year. So that's the reason. But the other reason is that we can't stand the phoniness anymore. We can't stand the lies. We can't stand the inauthenticity. And that's why Bobby Kennedy leads in all the polls among young people. We are hearing our voice in his.
And it's Kennedy. You need to look him up. Look up Kennedy. So she started sending me all these little video links and things about what he says about the border.
You've criticized President Biden for not closing the border. In a Kennedy administration, what would your short-term and long-term strategy look like in a nutshell?
I will make the border impervious. The fact that that border has been open has created a humanitarian crisis. For the sake of every, for the sake of the integrity of our country, you can't have a country where there's just an open border where people are flowing in. I would widen increase the immigration quotas and bring people into this country, bring more people into this country legally. But we have to stop illegal immigration. We can't have hundreds of thousands or millions of people streaming across the border and competing with American workers and burdening our social service systems and cities all over the country. It's just not a good policy.
How he thinks things should be done. And then she showed me a video about who he'd have for his vice president, which is a young woman. And I said, you know what? I might just vote for Kennedy. I might just do that because I damn sure ain't voting for Joe Biden. And I can't see having a president that's actually running the country from Rikers Island.
The scenarios are these. If he were to win the election, and that could happen because you can be convicted of a felony and still be elected president and serve as president. You can't necessarily vote if you're a convicted felon from prison, but you can serve as president from prison.
Oh my God!
The inauguration would have to happen from prison. He would have to entertain heads of state from prison. He would have to have staff meetings in prison. He would have to actually do his job as president, maybe from Rikers Island in the beginning, then from some prison in New York.
So Kennedy is looking more and more attractive. If you haven't heard of Kennedy, definitely check him out. But this is just a whole hot darn mess. Now, one thing that I am going to start doing, because so much is happening and it's coming so fast. So I'm going to start doing these tea time webinars every month. I'll put announcements out of when the next webinar is going to be. If you want to come, definitely don't hesitate to come on out. We're going to start discussing some things that's going on within our communities around us, because there's so much stuff that's happening that's not even being reported. Now, most people don't even know what's out there. And now they're trying to get rid of TikTok. Once TikTok is gone, they go all the information. So they basically setting this thing up just to be terrible. And that's what I'm saying, another 4 years, no. We won't be here 4 years screwing around with this administration. So definitely you want to check that out. Start coming and fellowshipping with those tea times. If you get on the mailing list, I'll make sure that you get an email reminder and an invite so that you know when the next one's going to be, what time, when, where, and how you can access the tea time. Because again, it's just so much going on and we got to stay in the know. To sign up for this mailing list, go to www.thegoldenrace.org. And then there's a little icon that literally says Tea Time with Arcette. Just click that, go ahead and sign up to get on that list, and I'll make sure that you're added so that when the next Tea Time comes, you'll be in the house.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here, right now.
The Golden Race, conscious radio for the conscious community.